My husband is a very avid hiker, and oftentimes he's left early in the morning for a hike, and I'll still be in bed. And when he comes back from the hike, occasionally he'll take such a long hike that by the time he's gone and come back again, I will be back in bed after my full day of activity. And a lot of times he'll come back from a hike full of the kinds of things that he's seen, maybe some really unique experiences that he's seen, you know, miles and miles from Tucson, back in some area that very few people get to. And sometimes it's almost as good as experiencing something to get it secondhand if it's being told to you by someone who has really enjoyed the experience. This one is about that kind of thing. It's called Hiker. You leave her sleeping, returning at dark, but you know her greed, her instinct to hoard. You will save something. One snake swimming in the deep part of the stream, a place overgrown with trees, moss, grass, the ground heavy with dead leaves, trailing his body in the stream, swimming in undulant curves, a slow spring compressing inward, outward, his head out of the water, mouth open, laughing, a moment of synchrony, branches moving, stream moving, leaves moving toward her knowledge. You have walked 18 miles to secure the catch. She has broken the water of blankets to grin at you, a snake's laughter. You place the words about her neck. As she clasps you, she gives back the snake. Her eyes glow green. You know it will polish well. You hear the lid close on treasure.